This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we meet the newest addition to the Anchorage Zoo, a baby polar bear named Cully. The cub was recently put on display for its very first media photo shoot. Although Cully didn't make much noise, he did put on a show for everyone, lightly pouncing about his pen and at one point slipping off a toy plastic house, landing right on his backside. Cully was rescued by a hunter near Point Lay after he shot its mother and then realized the bear was still nursing a cub. The Anchorage Zoo already has two polar bears, so they aren't able to keep Cully permanently. Patrick Lampe is the executive director at the Alaska Zoo, and he's been keeping an eye on the cub for the past few weeks.
You know, do all the proper veterinary testing to make sure it's healthy, keep a close eye on it, check its weight, make sure it's eating its diet properly, and then give it some exercise and stimulation and enrichment.
And those last jobs are something that Lampe gets to enjoy as the zoo's director.
We have keepers, very capable keepers, and a curator. So they feed the bear cub, you know, and clean its pen. And I stop by 2 to 3 times a day to spend a little bit of time with it. And it's one of the perks I have with this job.
During the bear's press event, it seemed more interested in Lampe than the swarm of news people surrounding its cage or the half dozen toys made available for play. Lampe says this kind of behavior is normal for an orphan bear.
They become attached to all their keepers because out in the wild they have mother and then usually another sibling for 3 years to as a companion. So my philosophy is that when a bear cub comes in by itself, it does need some companionship, and we fill that role. If you have two cubs come in, you know, a set of twins or something, then they have each other to play with and spend time with, so then I don't think the human interaction is quite as important.
It's not clear where Cully will end up long term, but he'll be sent to the Buffalo Zoo sometime this spring to receive that companionship he's going to need.
They have a young female that was born at the Buffalo Zoo and then rejected by its mother. And so if that's the case, it does make, you know, perfectly good sense that they have companionship to be raised with, but I don't think that's going to, you know, I think it's yet to be determined where its permanent home is going to be.
In the meantime, the cub will be on display at the Anchorage Zoo twice a day, once from 11 a.m. to noon and once from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., although the zoo can't guarantee the cub will come out of its indoor housing to interact with anyone. That's a luxury only Lampe is promised.
By far, it's the best part of my job to get to spend a little bit of time with the orphan bear cubs that come through here. You can see them every day getting stronger and stronger and more coordinated and a little more adventurous. So it's very rewarding to see them grow and develop and to know that they're going to go to a good home.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see an adorable video of Cully, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.